Well, today, as we've been talking about the Advent series about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I'd love to talk to you about the character Yukon Cornelius. What a unique, funny, completely enjoyable character. You watch him throughout the show, and he just makes you laugh with his different responses to things, his wisdom at times, his quirkiness, the quotes. One in particular, as he says, "Fog's as thick as peanut butter." And Hermie says, "You mean pea soup?" And he says, "You eat what you like, and I'll eat what I like." And I think that that's what characterizes Yukon Cornelius. And you think about that, sometimes we're called to step out, and I think it's many times we're called to step out and not worry about being somebody else, but being ourselves. It seems like more than usual, when you think about the world around us, has many of us just freaking out. There's stress about issues around the globe, war, terrorism, ISIS, spread of disease, stories of poverty and injustice that just seem to go on all around us. And then we have pressures in our homes. There's marriage pressure, career pressure, education pressure, financial future pressure. Who am I in this mixed up world? Do I have a role to play in what's going on here? And what is God saying at this time in history? What is my identity when you think about the kingdom? And it can be exasperating to choose a path in the midst of it all. If you're trying to be good all the time, if you're hip deep in the next thing going on, and you feel guilty for not doing more, the more that we know, the more anger that we can feel about what we do with what we know, we need to just turn it off. Can you really make a difference? God, is there anything you want me to do, just little old me? What if the best answer to these questions is for you to just be you? Just be you. When you think about that, God made you to be you, to step into that gift and responsibility of being just you. After all, getting you here was a process with a bunch of different variables when you stop and think about it. If one person rather than another had died in a war, or there had been a childbirth where somebody died, or a flu epidemic, you wouldn't be here. If your dad had not seen your mom that day across the room, your personal DNA, your gifts, your temperament, your abilities wouldn't be here. You're a gift. So stop for just a moment and take in the grandeur of that. You were meant to be here today at this time in history. Your life, your breath, every fiber of your being, whether you look at yourself in the mirror and you just don't like what you see, you were meant to be here. And God's strategy for bringing love and healing to this world involves being you, truly you. One of the most freeing things that happened to me years ago was when a friend of mine saw, even in my preaching, he saw that I was trying to be this preacher that I really looked up to, that I thought was a great guy. I still think he's great. But many times I would mimic him. I would draw from him so much that instead of my friend seeing me as I preached, he saw this person. And he encouraged me. He said, "Mark, just be you." And it was one of the most freeing times. I love this in Ephesians 2, verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And that word workmanship, the word there is poema. We are a poem. We are written of God. And he works out the rhyme. He works out the meter. All those things. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you may be seeing one thing, but God sees another. And so I love, when I think about Yukon Cornelius, You eat what you like to eat, and I'll eat what I like to eat. And it's all good. And we love characters like that. Don't be afraid to be you. Trust the Lord. You are His poem today.